Okay, today's talking test. One of the test of the days, about 5 lines from the bottom, where it says, Gufa, today's year is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Lil Nishmat Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dovdev, Dr. Ira Silverstein, whose birthday is today, Shana Shav Naliyah. And we'll also learn for a foolish lamb, of course, Shana Bati Bat Rachel Zivora. So, we're up to Gufa, new topic. New topic and an old topic, right? Gufa, Amar B'Yochanan. B'Yochanan said, Shlomim, Sheshachton Behechol Kshirin. If a shlamim is shechted in the hechol, right, that means you took an animal, went into the kodesh, where there's the menorah, the little mizbeah, and the shulchan, and you shechted an animal there. So that's kosher, right? Why? What? Right. But what would be the reason why it's not kosher? That's not the azara. Right, so if it's kosher, we said that yesterday, gufa, we said that already. Shinemar, now we're going to flush it. Shinemar, v'shachetu pesach ol moed. Because you're allowed to shecht it in ol moed. So this is logic. V'lo yehei tafel chamim in the ikr. You can't have a tafel be more machmer than the ikr. In other words, I can shecht it in the ol moed, in the azara, and I can't shecht it in the heichol? Right. So I can't shecht. I can shechted there, and I can't shechted in a more machmer place? In a more holy place? The Gemara says, Meitzei, wait a minute. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matei Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matei says, Minayim, how do you know? She'im, hekeifu ov nikachav met ha'azara. If the azara is under attack, and they've surrounded the azara, and Shakahanim, and Rashi says, they surround the azara, and the kahanim are not able to eat in the azara, Mitnei Ramachim Vikishatos, because of the bows and arrows, they can't sit there. Right? The Azar is outdoors. So they're going to go into the Heichal, where it's indoors, and they're going to eat. And they're going to eat the. That's right, on the under attack, all they care about is halacha. And they're going to eat the kudshim in the Heichal, right? Nichdasim leHeichal, you're allowed to go into the Heichal. Look at the bottom Rashi. Below Amrina. And we don't say delif delub kudshim b'hach yitzia, that the kudshim has become puzzled by this yitzia. The yatsu me'azara lehechol, that is an isher of yotzi, taking the meat out of the azara into the hechol. That we don't say. No pso like that. Yeah, you can't take it, the meat from the azara out into the street. That's down the block. That you can't do. That's the pso yotzi going into the hechol. That we don't say. How do you know that? Bochlin kachim kachim, the shiari menachos, and you can eat your kachim kachim and your shiari menachos in the heichol. Talmud lomar, b'kodesh kodeshim zochlenu. Right? It's a pasuk. So the Gemara says, v'halamali kra. Why do you need that pasuk? Lema, let's say the same logic. V'chasar olamor yochlena, v'lo yeitav v'cham in the ikr. Why don't we say the same logic? That's needed in the azar, I can't eat it in the heichol? So the Gemara says, completely different. Why? Avoda, because what the Shechita, even though we said earlier, it's not an Avoda, it's still an Avoda. So Shechita is an Avoda. And Avoda, of course, can be done in the Heichal. Right? Why? Because you can do an Avoda in front of the king. Eating is not an Avoda. An Avoda. What's eating? Eating the Korban is an Avoda. Who said you can do that in the Heichal? Yeah, you can do it when you're under attack. Something you can do it. This logic doesn't make any sense when it comes to eating. But the chomer can't be more tuffle than the ikker, than the lesser plate. That only makes sense by something that is an avoda, right? Look at the Gemara. Avoda. When it comes to avoda, the adam oved b'makom ravo, where a person's going to be working in front of his master, amrina, we could say shloi heitav chom an ikker. Well, I can only serve the king over there. I can't serve him over here. It doesn't make any sense. I have to serve him here. If I'm here, why can't I serve him here? They can serve him here. To check the carbon and to get ready for the king here in the Heichal, of course you can do that. She'ein Adam Achila, when it comes to Achila, she'ein Adam Ochel B'makom Ravo. Right? Who said you can? You want to have lunch? You want lunch in front of the king's face? Sit down and eat in front of the king? No. Taima, so therefore the only reason why you can eat in the Heichal is if you're under attack. Taima, the whole reason is because of Krah. Because there's a pasuk that alludes to the fact that it's mutter. Halo kasav kra, if not for the pasuk, lo yeitav chomin. Lo yehetav for chamenet or lo amrinim. We would not say that thing that of course I can eat in the heichal. After all, it's more kodesh. We wouldn't say that. When it comes to avodah, then we'll say it. When it comes to eating, I can't say that. So what's the heter to eat in the heichal when you're under attack? All right, it's a special pasuk. Okay. Good. Okay. Now, for the next gemara, we need the following introduction. This is how, generally, this is how minchah works. There was apparently, they would put oil into a bowl, then put flour into the bowl, then they would put more oil in, mix it up, oil three times, more oil in, mix it up, then, after that, they would pour more oil into the bowl. Okay? So there's two oil, one oil, flour, oil, oil. That's a general, broad, what they would do. It comes out, each mincha had three oils poured. That's the key you have to know. Okay, talking about everyone, this was by only most of them. Okay, that's basically what you need to know. So again, oil, flour, mixed them together, more oil, and then there was what's called itzika, which is pouring. So they would pour more oil. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to learn tomorrow, that pouring could be done with the left hand, I think. But we'll do that tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. Itmar. Balala chot lechomas azara. What if you did this belila, this mixing of the oil and the flour outside the azara? Right, so we put that outside, so we'll continue the same conversation. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula. Rabbi Yochanan said, no good. Rish Lakish amar kshera. Rish Lakish says, it's yes. Rish Lakish amar kshera. Rish Lakish says, it's good. You know why? Dichtiv. Because it says in Vayikra, Parsha Vayikra, last week's Parsha, it says, Vayasak aleha shemen. You pour on it the oil that is the yitzik of the last stage. Vinasan aleha lavona. And then you put on lavona, which is the spices. Bahadar. And then it says, Via El Bnei Yisrael Kahana Bekama. Then you do the Kemitah. Meaning, Mikmitah Ve'elech Mitzvah Kahuna. The Kemitah, that's where the. Till then, what have I done? I put oil and flour into a bowl. It's not a big deal. Linate Al Yitiko Ubalila Shekesher and Bizar. Anybody could do that. Even a czar could do it. A czar could do the tzitzika. A czar could also do the belila. Umid the kahuna lo boy. If I don't need kahuna, I don't need to be inside. So I can do it anywhere I want, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. No, psula. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It's possible if you do it outside. Why? Kivan the asiyasa bekli. Who? I'm sorry. Kiva dasyasa bikli hu nihi de kahuna lobai. I agree with you, says the Rabbi. I agree with you. You don't need a coin. I agree with that. It says the coin stepped in at the kamita level. Anything done before that, I agree with you. However, pnim mihas bai. You still have require it to be inside. Doesn't give a reason why. But Tanya Kava says Rabbi Yochanan. If a Bryce says Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Balala zar kshira. If a zar did the belila, it's fine. But if it's outside the Azar, it's possible. Again, Rechon. What do you mean? I agree with you. However, at least Rish Lakish gave a reason, he gave a pasuk, he gave a comparison, something. Rechon said, no, it's not good. Why? Didn't say why. And by the way, Rechon is right. It's funny. Okay, next. Itmar. Ready? Mincha shechasra kodem kmita. You have a mincha, you have flour, you have oil, it's all mixed together, it's all ready, and somehow the wind comes, some of it gets blown away, some of it gets lost. We don't have the full mincha now before the kmita. I didn't do kmita yet. There's a bowl of flour and. What? No, there's no shear. Whatever the shear is, you're missing some of it. The cat came and ate half of it. So I only had half left. Where'd the other half go? I don't know. It was the Dafur Kamisa, but it's missing some. So that's the case. Itmar Mincha Shachas Rekodim Kamisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what do you do? Yavim Mitoch Beiso. Go back to your house, via Malena, and refill it. Refill it. That's all. Rish Lakish Amar Lo Yavi Mitoch Beiso via Malena. You can't do that. Basically, you don't have a carbon anymore. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mevi Mitoch Beiso via Malena. You can go back to your house and go get more. Why? Kamita Kavale. Because the kicker is when you do the Kamita. Until you've done the Kamita, you really don't have a carbon yet. The Zar could do it. You don't really have a carbon yet. What do you have? We're getting ready to get a carbon. We're getting ready. So now that I made the bowl, and it's all ready, and I tell you half and half, it spilled out. It went down the drain. No, the Kamita is the issue. Look at Rashi. Kamita Kavala. Bechal Kama Delo Kamit. As long as you haven't done Kamita, lo mikri mincha. It's not called a mincha. Below Karinam Bay, mina mincha, prat, shachasra, kedifar shakaman. We don't use the drasha that you can't be missing any till afterwards. Till after the Kamita. Now the cat came and ate half, that's a big problem. But till the Kamita, it's not an issue. Kal lashon kviyas, the armor of Menachos, whenever it says kviyas, by Menachos, says Rashi, klomar, zakuk zelazet, meaning it's necessary. Once you have a kibbutz, then you stop. You can't go 8 on more now. Why? Because what I need is right here in that bowl. If something happens to that bowl, it's a big problem. But until then, it's fine. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says no. Lo yavi mitoch face of Yemalena. You know why? You can't go get more. You know why? Kedushas kli kavale. No, the kli itself is makadosh. That's it. That's the amount. Right, so what's the rationale? What's the long time of machloket and matzor? What's the difference? We have to have a fundamental machloket. But we're going to prove Rish Lakish wrong right now in 2 seconds. Eitz vei Rabbi Yochanan the Rishur ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, "How could you say that, Rish Lakish? There's a beferish of Mishnah. There's a beferish of Mishnah in Masechet Degayim that says you're wrong. The Mishnah says chaser halug. If we're talking about now a matzor, right? So if the log is missing." Somehow, it's like you have a log of oil put on the toes of the Mitzorah, toes, the big toe, and the thumb, right? Sounds like some kind of weird ritual, but that's the halacha, the Torah. The toes and the thumbs, right? So the Mishnah says like this, chaser halog, if the log is missing, imad shlo yatsak, you didn't even do your tikkun yet, you didn't even pour anything, and then somehow something happened to the oil, yimalena, go fill it up, it's a big deal. Answer is, tiyukta, Rish Lakish is dead wrong. Tiyukta is wrong. Now, look at Tosfos. Chaser lug ad shel yatsak yimalena. You see Tosfos, the third to last Tosfos? You see it? Mishnah hi, the Masechet Negayim. It's a Mishnah, Masechet Negayim. Fatema, shelo haya yada Rav Shimon ben Lakish? Shimon ben Lakish didn't know a Mishnah, Negayim? How can Shimon ben Lakish, how can Rish Lakish not know a Mishnah? He didn't know it's a Bechersh. The back of my Mishnah. How could he not know it? Right? Because high gavna, parakum bet home, the parakum has seasons to have tones in its own path. Tones doesn't answer the question. How could Rish Lakish not know a Mishnah? How could he not? So there are two answers to that question. The first answer is given by the Melechet Yontif. The Melechet Yontif says there are places in Shas where Amorayim did not know Mishnayis and Tyrus. Tyrus is very not learned, even by then it wasn't learned. It's possible, a hard answer to say, because we assume that every Amorayim knew every Mishnah. Hard to say it, but it does come up sometimes where Rish Lakish didn't know Mishnah in the 14th. Where is it? In the 14th paragraph? Right? Where's that Mishnah in the Goyim? In the 14th paragraph of the Goyim? He didn't know that Mishnah. Hard answer to say. The other answer is, as far as no one said it, the other answer is, given by the Tzvat Zemet, what are we talking about? We're talking about Minchas. What's that Mishnah about? The oil of the Mitzvah. Who said they're the same thing? Who said they're the same thing? Now, happens to be, since the Fazemet says, there is a drasha in Torah's Kahanim, which is the Brisa, that compares the two. So that's what Rish Lakish didn't know. He didn't know about that drasha. He didn't know they're comparing the two. See, I don't care. I know about that Mishnah. Of course I know. I'm an Amora. Of course I know every Mishnah. That mission has nothing to do with me. That mission is talking about the oil of a menorah. I'm talking about the kmita of a mincha. Not the same thing at all. Oh, there's a drasha out there that compares the two. I didn't know about that drasha. I have to know every brisa. Every brisa they don't have to know. Rabbi Yochanan knew that brisa, right? The gemara half the gemara is missing that. The whole drasha is missing. Comparing the two. But all right, an unbelievable answer. Such a good question from Tosfos. But of course, the pasha to answer is apples and oranges, right? Yeah, we could say, well, same idea. You know, but listen, we know. Lord, as little as we know in Zvachim and Menachos, at least we know one thing. You can never compare apples and oranges, right? Unless the Gemara does it, you can't do it on your own. So Rosh Lakish says, I didn't know about that, Josh. Of course I held the kid. That mission doesn't bother me. That mission comes from Mitzorah. Why should it be different? The whole thing is different, right? It just, that's what it means. It's just an expression. Right. Right, but you know how people are. When people do a mitzvah, they don't want to do a mitzvah with someone else's help. They want to do the whole mitzvah. Right? I'll give you an example. Let's say you're cooking, and you have, and something happens to your hadassah. And your neighbor says, oh, I have a hadassah, that's a hadassah right here. No, but I have a hadassah at home, I bought them special. Right? You want to go back home and get your hadassah. You don't use the other guys. Right? Everyone's like that, human nature. Same thing over here. People want to do mitzvah, Beis HaMikdash. I want to use the other guy's leftovers. I want to do my own. I want to do it right. So that's what the mission is all. That's all. Now, Itmar. Shirayim Shechasru is the next case. Shirayim Shechasru Bein Kmita Lahaktara. So what happened? The Kohen sticks his hand into the bowl. Takes out a Kmita's work. He's walking now from the wherever he is, to the Mizbeah to burn the Kmita. And what's that going to do to the rest of the bowl? It's going to make it edible. While he's walking, the wind comes and blows half of it away, the cat comes and eats half, and now it's a half of his body. Again, Shirayim Shechasru, Bein Kmitra Lahaktara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Makter Komet Alehen. Rabbi Yochanan says, keep on going, guy. It's okay. Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Makter Komet Alehen. Okay? I said, you can't go. Pull the corn back, tell him, stop. The Sharia now is missing. Okay? Now, there's a machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. If you take the exact same situation and change it to Korban Pesach. If you're going to Korban Pesach? Yeah. Or any carbon. Let's say the Kohen has to go take the dam and sprinkle the dam. For whatever reason, the rest of the animal is moist. So can you sprinkle dam if there's no basar? There's no basar. Where is it? I don't know. It's gone. Someone took it. I don't know. We don't know where it is. We can't find it. But the Kohen sprinkled the dam. That's the machloke between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. So we're going to try to see if it's the same story. That's a tanoia, right? So again, Rabbi Yochanan said, if you're missing the Shirayim now, bring the Ketoret, no problem. Bring the Komet. And Rish Lakish said, Ein Makter Komet Alehem. So now, Ali the Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which we're going to explain in a few minutes, Huli Amalo Pligi, everybody would agree, according to Rabbi Eliezer, everybody would agree that you can, yes, bring the Shirayim. Everybody would agree to that. Look at Rashi. Huli Amalo Pligi, Demaheka Da'avdu Shirayim, if the Shirayim got lost, Onisrifu, or it got burnt somehow, something happened to it, Kamakshir, Rabbi Eliezer, Lekamon, Lahatir Komet. According to Rabbi Eliezer, everybody would agree, you came back to the Komet, no problem. The Komet. Kolshkein, Chasru, certainly over here, the Ikashir Bimitsasa, here for sure. You didn't lose all of it, you lost a little part of it. Rabbi Eliezer is going to allow you to bring the Kedam when you've lost the entire animal. The entire animal's missing. Basar is all missing. So certainly here, it's not all missing, it's part of it's missing. It would certainly allow you to keep on going. Back in the Gemara, keep pleading, the whole machlokas is Aliba Derbi Yehoshua. Ditna. There's a Mishnah. This Mishnah, I think, is in Zvachim. In Psachim. Nitmu Shireha, if the leftovers of the Mincha got Tame, Nisrafu Shireha, if it got burnt, Avdu Shireha, or it got lost. Right? Shemitas, Rabbi Eliezer, Shira. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it is kosher. Why? Why is it kosher? Look at Rashi. Shemitas, Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar, the Parakeet HaTolim, because he says in Pesachim, Vasitza Olosecha HaBasa VaHadam. Dam Afal Pisha Ein Basar. You can sprinkle the dam, even if the basar is gone. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the basar is gone, you can sprinkle. If the Min Shirayim is gone, you can sprinkle. Certainly, if part of it's gone, you can sprinkle. Certainly. Kimira Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Tzula, it's basal. Why? Look at Rashi. Kimira Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar, Im Ein Basar Ein Dam, Ein Dam Ein Basar. Basal Lahakter HaKomet. You can't do it. You have to have the Basar there. Therefore, you have to have the Komet here. You have to have the Shirayim here. If you don't have the Shirayim here, you can't put on the Komet. Now, Man the Basal, according to Rish Lakish, who said, if the Shirayim is missing, you can't do the Ketoret, you can't do the Komet. Man the Basal, Kribi Yeshua. He holds the Kribi Yeshua. Right? He holds the Kribi Yeshua. Yeshua says you can't do it. Now, Uman the Machshir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said it was no problem, right? He said like this, Ad kan lo amar Rabbi Yeshua. When did Rabbi Yeshua say it's din, hasam, el adalo ishtayer? There's nothing left. It's all gone. Where is it? I don't know. Gazun, avalhecha de ishtayer. What if it's sitting here? It says if it's around. What if it's around? Then I feel Rabbi Yeshua modele. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that he came back to the comment. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. When did Rabbi Yeshua? Of course I know about Rabbi Yeshua. But he says, you know when you can't? But you got zero left. Where's the carbon paper? Where'd it go? Where'd the animal go? I don't know. Someone took it. Can't find it. Then Rabbi Yeshua would say, I'm sorry, you can't sprinkle the dot. When does Rabbi Yeshua say you can't bring the comet? Well, the entire tribe is gone. What happened? The cat came and ate the whole thing. But if it's 90% here and the 10% blew away, Rabbi Yeshua would agree you could do it. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Titania, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kal Hazvachim Sheva Torah, Ed all the Zvachim, Shinishtayar Mehen Kizayas Basar. If there's a Kazayas Basar here, Kazayas Chalev, even a Kazayas of Chalev, which we're not eating, well, this is going on the Mitzvah, because that's what happens with Chalev, right? Zorek Hadam, you can sprinkle the dam. Why? Because I have a Kazayas that either I'm going to eat, or the Mitzvah is going to eat. Chatzi Zayas Basar, Chatzi Zayas Chalev, right? I'm sorry, where am I? Chatzi Zayas Basar, Chatzi Zayas, it's a Zorek Hadam. You can't. Why? It's not a kezayis I'm going to eat. It's not a kezayis that the mizbeach is going to eat. It's not enough. But by an ola, a few luchasi zayis barsa chasi zayis chelav zorek et adam. Why? Because no one eats an ola anyway. If they shiva ola, kula kala. Ube mincha, and when it comes to a mincha, af al pi shakula kayemet, mincha lo yizra. The Gemara says, mincha, maya vidite. What are you sticking a mincha here? I'm talking about animals. What are you sticking a mincha here? So the Gemara says, amar of papa, minchas nesakim, Minchas Nesachim. What he meant to say was, you don't have, but every carbon also brought a mincha. You brought Nesachim. What happened? I lost the carbon. I can't find the carbon. Gone. Not even 1 ounce of meat is left. So Yeshua would say, I'm sorry, in such a case, you can't bring the animal. There's no basar. Yeah, but the mincha is still here. That didn't lose. Dog, I Chamina. I would have thought, Hoel, Ubahadi Zevach Isya, right? Ki Grufa de Zevach Zanya. So the Nesachim sitting here is the equivalent of the meat. This Nesachim that accompanies the carbon is the equivalent. Kamasha, no, we don't say that. Okay? That we don't say. Uman the Pasul and Rish Lakish, who says that if you lost part of the Shirayim, it's Pasul. Shiny Hacha. Here it's different. Why is it different? In other words, the Shu now is so compelling. The sin is so compelling. What's the compelling? That if you have part of it left, what's the big deal? Yeshua is only sending it in if you lose all of it. If you lose part of it, it's fine. So Rish Lakish now is a difficult one. So Amar Kra, no. So Rish Lakish says the pasuk: the Heirim Hakohen Men Amincha Es Karasa the Hikter Havis Beicha. All that is a pasuk. Right? It's a pasuk in Vayikra, Pasha Vayikra. Hamincha Ad Isya Kula Lamincha Lo Yachir. Unless it's 100% here, you don't bring it. Why? It's a pasuk. No Tana says that. You're right, no Tana says that, but I'm saying it. Right? Rabbi Yeshua didn't say that. Rabbi Yeshua only said it if it's all 100% gone. Here it's only 10% gone. Says Rabbi Yeshua didn't say what Rabbi Yeshua said, but if I have a pasuk that says otherwise. Shirayim, the whole thing. The whole thing. I took Kmita out. I'm walking now to the Mizbeach to burn it, and then the cat came in the middle. that is Shlachus. I'm sorry, that is Saf. Why? It's not all here. The Rishur would say, you only have to Saf, it's all gone. There's a Kedayis left, no problem. The Idach, now what is the Rishur going to do with that Pasuk? Right? The Idach, what is the Rishur going to do with that Pasuk? Min ha-mincha, mincha shahaysa kvar. It means a mincha that was once upon a time full, whole. It was once upon a time full. Look at Rashi, first skinny line, shahaysa kvar. Shahaysa kvar shlema v'shasa komet. At the time of the kibitza, it was whole. Afal gav tahashta in a shlema. Right now, what happens if you're not whole? Yak there, it's still fine. Okay? You got that? Now, skip the parentheses. Okay? You got it? Eish day Rabbi Yochanan le Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish the following question. The Brisa says like this. We're talking about the Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim were 12 loaves of bread. Every day, every Shabbat, they were switched over. So, Ad Shelo Pirka, if you haven't removed the 12 loaves of bread, they're sitting there, it's a Wednesday, it's a Thursday, 12 loaves of bread sitting there the whole week. Ad Shelo Pirka, Nifras Lachma, and somehow one of the bread broke off, piece broke off, Halechem Pasul. The bread is Pasul. Why? You can't eat that bread. Why? It's missing. Somehow, I don't know, something happened. It's missing. The ain makdir olav is habazichin. And you can't be makdir the bazichin. The bazichin are the two spoons of Lavona that are burnt on the mizbeach every Shabbos. You can't do that. Why? This is a situation, because the Gemara is comparing, the bazichin is like the komet. And the 12 loaves is like the shirayim. So what happened? It's missing before I even did the kibitza. Then we said, can't do it. Right? The im misha parka, if after I removed them, now nifras lachma, now somehow the bread got broken, halechem pasul, the lechem is pasul, v'makter olav is habazichin, but you can still do after the bazichin. Right? That what you could do. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar said, this is Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, Amora said, lo pirka mamish. It doesn't mean you mamish have to remove it. Ella, he gives man laparet. The time came to remove the bread. Ava bisha lo pirka. You don't even remove them yet. What do you see from here? Right? If you took the breads off, you started walking to the mizbeach to burn the bazichin, and what happened? Somehow the lechem broke. Keep on going. Keep on going. Rish Lakish, you said to stop. You said you have to pull the coin back. Remember we said before, the shulchan is a glorified karb mincha. It's a right, it's an oversized karb mincha. What do you see from here? The kmita was done, which is the bazichin. They're walking to the mizbeah. The shirayim gets broken, missing, lost. Keep on going. Rish Lakish, the kash on you. Right? The Gemara said it even. The Gemara said it's comparable. Right? We asked the question about the Shulchan, if you pick it up. Why? Because it's a mincha. It's a big mincha. It's a big, fat mincha. So the whole question was, can a mincha be on the ground? We asked that question. It's a little bit of a stretch. It's not a carpet. But it has the rules and parameters of a mincha. So, Amalei, ready for this? Amalei. So Rish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, you're bothering about that brisa. Hamani, you know who the author of that brisa is? Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Remember there was a machlokas to see Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that even if there's no basar, you can still bring them down. So of course Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold that's all, well, one bread missing. You can't bring the bezichin. Of course you can. That's not a shayla on me. I think we don't know how to give. Right? In other words, Eliezer? That's Rabbi Eliezer. So Rish Lakish, so Rabbi Yochanan is back. Amalei, I'm not a middle of Mishnah Shlema. I bring you a Mishnah Shlema. What does the Mishnah Shlema mean? It's a Rashi that says what it means. Mishnah Shlema. Stam Mishnah. I bring you a Stam Mishnah that's unopposed, right? Generally, the Ata of Amarta Li is Rabbi Eliezer. You tell me though, it's a Daf Yochanan. Rabbi Eliezer, if it's Rabbi Eliezer, my ear you nifras. Why give such a weak example? Oh, a piece of the bread broke off. I feel so rage. even if it got burned, ba'avod, and it got lost, nami machshir. It's also kosher. Like, if it's a weak case, you tell me a case of broke off. It's telling Rav Shita Rav Eliezer, go all out. Say the Shita. Even if it's gone completely, you're still going to bring the Mediza. We don't hold like that. That's Rav Yochanan. That's the answer. That's the Shlokish. That was that. That's the Mishnah of Das Yochid. You know what? Ishtik. Shlokish has nothing to say back. Right? He has nothing to say back. He was bested. He gave some answer. Rav Yochanan says, Shlokish, you can do better than that. What kind of answer is that? Right? Ishtik. He was quiet. Right? What? Right? The Kahana. No, I don't think so. I think it's only the male. Yeah. Mincha also maybe only the male. Yeah. Now, listen to this. So the Tosa says, Dafkov Gimel, that Rabbi Yochanan, that result agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Took it back. Took back a sheet. And the Gemara says, "Why was the Rebbe so quiet?" Lay Malay could have given the following answer: "Tzibur shiny, a tzibur is different. You know why a tzibur is different? Halal the ishtur tumul legabayu ishtur namichaseiros. Tzibur is a carbon tzibur. Tzibur, we're so makel by tzibur. We even allow tuma. So we allow tuma. We allow chaseiros, right? So ask the Grizz." If we're comparing it as a carbon tzibur, and just like we're makel by tumah, so we're makel by a piece of the lechem being missing, then why if the piece of the lechem broke off before you took it off, it's not good? Then why is that not good? Right? Why is that not good? Well, good question. The answer he gives is a little bit of a donkey answer. He says no, because until it's removed, it doesn't even have a sheen. It's not a sheen anything. It's nothing. It's a bunch of bread that are randomly put on the Mishulchan. So it's not even a carbon yet. So the fact that it's a tzibur, it doesn't make a difference. He says, what? Not that much better. The question's better than the answer. Right, as he says, when the lechem breaks before you remove it off the lechem upon him, that's not a psul of chaser, that was shayach to say tzibur shiny. Tzibur shiny can only say after it has a shame. Once it has a shame, after they're removed. So if it breaks off beforehand, that heter won't kick in. Okay. Amar Vada Bar Ava. I know, I agree. I hear what you say. Yeah. Yeah. So when does it have the shame carbon for the soul of Amar Vada Bar Ava. Zoso met. What? The chalos, exactly. But when does the chalos of Tzibur shiny kick in? After it's removed. Amar Rab de Barava, Zoso Merit, Hachisaron Kibal Mum Dami, Hachesron Kibal Mum Dami, he argues, right? In other words, why didn't Rosh Lakish give that answer? He should have given the answer. It's not a carbon tzibur. It's different. It's permissible for a tumah, we're going to allow Chaser also. Amar Rab de Barava, that's not a good answer. Zoso Merit, Hachisaron Kibal Mum Dami. No! Chisaron's like a Balmum. They ain't Balmum, but Tzibur. Balmum doesn't work for Tzibur. Only Tumah works. Not a Balmum. Look at Rashi. It's also Meris. Midalo Shani Hachi, since we didn't give that answer, Shmamina, you see from here, Chisaron ki Balmum Dami. A Chisaron's like a Balmum. They ain't Balmum, Shari B'Tzibur Tzemi B'Yachid. Balmum's not better than a Yachid when it comes to a Tzibur. Hilchach, therefore, Chisaron, the Ben Kmita L'Haktara. The lacking between the Kmita and the Haktara. He have a psul biyachid, have a psul ma'ame b'tzibur. Hilchach, therefore, ishtik. Rosh Lakish has nothing more to say. Okay? Yosef, Rav Papa, v'ka'am alah ha'shmaitza, Rav Papa was sitting there, and he heard all this. Amalei Rav Yosef, ha'sham alah Rav Papa, milo askinan, didn't we say, there Rav Yochanan v'Rosh Lakish for Minchas Ha'omer, didn't we tell the Machlokas between the two of them was by Minchas Ha'omer, the tzibur who is the carbon tzibur who plea and they're arguing? In other words, the whole Machlokas, according to them, was by an Omer. Was by a tzibur anyway. Right? Right? So he couldn't give that answer anyway. What's the Rabbi Yochanan going to say? Tzibur shiny? The whole thing is by a tzibur. So another reason why Rabbi Yochanan, why Rosh Lakish didn't give that answer. Okay? Armor of Malko. Malko says like this. Tanichada, one Bryce that says, Misalta. which means she'im chasra, that if it's lacking, kol shehu, any amount, psula, it's pasul. Mishamna, then it says, mishamna, she'im chasra, kol shehu, pasul. If it's lacking any amount, it's pasul. The Tanya is, that's one brisa. The Tanya is, and another brisa says, v'hanoseres min ha-mincha. Prad, le-mincha, she'chasrahi. To exclude a mincha that's lacking something. She'chasar kumtza, it's lacking a kometz. The shalo hiktir min milvonata klum. And you don't bring them in. If that happens, you don't bring the lavona at all. So, trey kroy b'chaseros lamali. Why do we need two psukim to tell me the exact same thing? Lav chad lemincha shechasra kozer kemitza. Ethan wants to tell you the mincha that got missing before the kemitza. V'cha, and by the way, Rabbi Yochanan says, if that happens, go back home and get more. Right? He said, if it happened before the kemitza, so go home and get more. V'chad, and the second one, v'shirayim shechasru ben kemitza la'aktara, to say that any shirayim between the kemitza and the haktara is also possible, and tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan b'tarvayu, and according to this, Rabbi Yochanan's wrong twice. He's wrong on both counts. The Gemara says, lo, that's not what it means. Chad l'mincha shechasru kozum kemitza. One tells you to exclude the mincha before kemitza, the E, maybe, me beso, the malena in, the E low low. Yeah, exactly what Rachman said. If you go back home and get more, that's fine. And if you don't do that, it's going to be taka that fine. And Chad, the second one, with Shirayim, it comes to exclude Shirayim, Shechasu ben Kemitza Laktara, between the Kemitza and the Laktara, the Afal Gath, the Machter Komet Alehen, even though you could be Machter the Komet, that's not a problem. Osun Shirayim Asurim Bachila. The remaining Shirayim, you're not allowed to eat that. Now let's eat that. That's Aser Bachila. By the way, the Ibai Lahu, the Divrei HaOmer, Shirayim Shechasu, Ben Kemitza Laktara, Makta Koma Tzalehen, even though we said, you did the Kemitza, then part of the bowl got lost. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you can go bring the Kemitza, it's no problem. But can you eat the Shirayim? That's a separate question now. Mahein Bachila, what's the story? Can you eat it? Amar Ziiri said, it says the Hanoseret. Right? What's left over. The low, Hanoseret min Hanoseret. That was left over and left over, meaning it's not complete. Rabbiane Omar, Hamincha, Lemincha Shahaisa Kvar. It means the Mincha that was already. And if the Mincha wasn't already, you can't eat it. Meaning, if something's missing, you can't eat it. Can you master it on the comet? Yeah, that's not a problem. Can you eat the rest? Absolutely not. Next, we'll do a little more. Chamatz b'smol. If you did the kemitza with your left hand, we said it's pasul. Okay? Menahani mili. How do you know it's impossible tomorrow? Menahani mili. How do you know it's pasul? Very simple. Amar abzera, damar kra. The abzera says in the pasuk, v'yakev et hamincha v'yamalei kapo mimeno. Right? That's in parashas, I think it's in parashas Shemini. Kap zeh, this palm, Any day of Mahu. I don't know what that means. Which palm? Kishu Omer, when it says by a carbon mitzora, the lokach hakoin milog hashemen, the yatzak al kaf hakoin hasmolis, when the by a mitzora, the kohen uses his left hand, kan smolis. Here he uses his left hand. Ha, kol, makom, shedemar, kaf. Every other place the kohen uses his palm, eno el yamin. It only means the right hand. Therefore, kemitza must be done with the right hand. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Vahami bayale legufe. But I need this din of left hand to teach me that when it comes to a mitzvah, the kohen must use his left hand. It's not available to teach me that everywhere else it means his right hand. So the Gemara says, correct. However, smola achrili ksiv. There's another place where it says left hand. Where's that? In Vayikra, Yudala Tezayin. It says, The tavel hakohen says for oh hayamonis min hashemen asher akapa smolis. It says left hand again. So the Gemara says the ema maybe ein miyad achar miyad el larabos. Maybe ein miyad achar miyad el larabos. Right? The ema ein miyad achar miyad el larabos. Maybe the reason why he says it twice is to tell me really the right hand. You hear? It's a mir. Only use your left hand. Now he said it again. Only use your left hand. We have a din. Ein mir achamir el larabos, which means what? What does that mean? if he's always going to use the right hand. Look at the second to last Tosfos. The Im Tomar, if you want to tell me that you only use, if you want to tell me to use your right hand, Ein li rachamim el rabot, then velishto. V'tarvayu. Torah shouldn't have said a word. Why does the Torah go out of its way twice and say left hand twice? And that really means the right hand. The Im, the Chi Hai Gavna, Mati Lahatras, Bechol Mi Rachamir. And by the way, my question is so strong, every Ein Mi Rachamir in the Torah, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say left hand anytime. And then I don't know what will love. So by the way, some of the Shittim Kabetta said, because there are other drushes that we're learning out. Other drushes. Tell us a question, not this question. There are other drushes that we need these words. Other things in Shas, whatever, Mesechus Yuma. So, but the question still, I don't know the point of the question. Anyway, the Gemara answers, Smol Achrina Ksiv. There's a third Smol. Where it says, U'men Hashem and Yitak HaKoyin HaKaf HaKoyin HaSmolis. Kaf HaSmolis. Ah, Kan HaSmolis. Here it's left. Then Ach HaSmolis. Nowhere else is it left. So the Gemara says, the Ema Adarabah. Say it like this. Ma Kan Smolis. Av Ba'alma Smolis. Right? Av Ba'alma Nami Smolis. Just say the opposite. We already have small three times. So say, just like in these three places it's small, so too every time it doesn't say what it is, it also is the left hand. Says the Gemara, our boss small is TV, there's a fourth one. Trey ba'ani, who trey ba'asher. Two by a rich Metzorah, two by a poor Metzorah. And therefore, so we stop. Therefore, the fourth one comes to say, only use a smolis where it says it. And everywhere else, it means a right hand. Okay? Whew. No. It's lost its soul. Alright, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos. Freilich and Purim, a nice, happy Parsha Zachar, Purim, we'll see each other, and then if not, we'll see each other back here on Shushan Purim. Everyone have a good day.